Welcome to The Good We Can, a weekly Bible reading and devotion. I'm Bill Anzio, and for our scripture passage this week, we turn to Mark chapter 1, verses 35 through 39. Early in the morning, well before sunrise, Jesus rose and went to a deserted place where he could be alone in prayer. Simon and those with him tracked him down. When they found him, they told him, "Everyone's looking for you." He replied, "Let's head in the other direction, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there too. That's why I've come." He traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and throwing out demons. And now for a devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines, written by Collins E. Aiko, General Board of Global Ministries of the United Methodist Church, missionary, lecturer in missiology and ecclesiology at the United Methodist University in Kindu, Manima Province, Democratic Republic of Congo. As I read about Jesus departing into a deserted place, I wonder if there's any relationship between it and the deserted places mentioned in other passages in the scripture. In John chapter 1, verse 23, we see John the Baptist is calling people to repentance from a deserted place. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, Jesus triumphed over Satan's deadly temptations in a deserted place. And it was a deserted place that shaped the Israelites and made them into the people of God. The Greek word for deserted is eremos, and is often used to speak of the wilderness. Referring to the passages just mentioned, it is fair to say that much of God's work is done in the wilderness. This truth should be a source of hope, as we experience wilderness moments when we feel hopeless and the horizon seems to be bleak. God might be using our wilderness moment to redeem and reshape us for God's purpose. At the end of today's reading, Jesus comes out of this quiet place with a clear perspective on his mission. He invites his disciples to go with him to the nearby villages to preach, affirming that preaching, healing, and exorcism are the reasons he had been sent by God. Moments in the wilderness should not be times when we get bitter and turn from God. Rather, we should seek the face of God and create more room for God's will to be done in our lives. It should be a time when we redefine our priorities and fine-tune our focus on our role in the Missio Dei, the mission of God. God, lead me to that deserted place where I can meet you and help me to discover your purpose for my life. Amen. Now a question for your personal reflection. Where and how have you seen God at work during your wilderness moments? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. Join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m., in person or online. This Sunday, we continue our worship series that explores our 2024 ministry theme of Beyond Our Doors. Our online worship can be accessed from the worship page of our church website or on our YouTube channel. The worship service can also be viewed anytime during the week. If you're looking for more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.